Cooper. Well, what's your overview? What's your sense? How do you feel about your offense?
Ready to go. I'm excited about it. You know, ready to go. Been a good week of practice. Been a little bit of an adjustment, obviously, getting Sean up to speed. But, wow, what a pro. You know, there's not much he hasn't seen when it comes to NFL football. And he's done a great job just kind of getting really nailed in everything we're trying to do, get the guys going, communicating. It's been really good.
Extra meeting time with him since Sam went down?
A little bit, not too much. Again, first couple days. Again, try to get a feel for really what he likes, you know, what he's comfortable with. There's really not much that we were doing that he wasn't comfortable with, so we'll be pretty much status quo. But it's been good communication, and again, he's had a good week of practice.
You've got like 27 quarterbacks out there. We looked at the beginning when they were warming up. There wasn't anyone that could snap for Gilbert.
Yeah. Well, I think that's being a rookie. I think that might be what it is.
You know, when they just warm up.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah, the quarterback center change. Yeah, I think they might be freezing him out. Maybe he did something to make him mad. Didn't get breakfast or something. Who knows? We use Rock. We use the strength coach Rock. He does a good job. I think he's got over like 10,000 snaps in his career, but maybe he was stretching the guys.
I'm sure you've seen Mike Zimmer defenses in your time in this league. Just kind of in general, what does he bring to the table? What do you expect from Mike Zimmer?
Obviously, they play extremely hard. You know, went against them a number of times in Cincinnati. You know, they do a lot of stuff on third down that create problems. They mug up the backers in the A gaps and create different looks off of that. Gone against George Edwards as well. You know, just a real sound scheme, really some good players. I think Chad Greenway's, you know, one of the most underrated linebackers in the league and terrific football player. And, again, a lot of respect for Mike and his staff and the defense that we'll see on Sunday.
Looking at preseason tape of them, can it tell you much, or is it very helpful? Or?
You know, they're not overly complicated. I mean, they're going to do what they do. We have a good idea, you know, what they're going to be front-wise. Again, some of the preseason stuff, you get to see some of the new faces. You know, you get to see Barr play a little bit, which is good. You know, watch him move around and see some of his skills and see, you know, Munnerlyn, who we knew last year from Carolina. But, again, some new faces, that's good to see in the preseason. But, again, they're not going to try to fool you with things. They're just going to play good, sound defense. And, again, they're a good group, good unit.
Barr, how's he look? I guess they're using him up front in passing situations.
Yep, playing very well. Again, getting used to, I think, playing off the ball some and some of the base stuff that they're doing. But obviously you see the athleticism. You know, got great length, very athletic. You know, and when he puts his hand down to rush the passer, he's obviously very good in that regard. So, again, a good group.
Devin Joseph can seem like a guy eager to prove he still has some gas in the tank. Just what have you seen from him? How much is in there still?
True pro. Love him. Again, I think last year, you know, he was kind of coming back off of, you know, some bumps and bruises, things like that. But, wow, what a pro. Comes to work every day. Probably one of the strongest guys we have up front in terms of just the sets he uses and getting his hands on people, things like that. But consummate pro. You watch him out here in a hot day like this and taking every rep and just, you know, working his tail off.
Second year now for Tavon Austin. You expect to be able to use him more or differently at all?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, absolutely. Again, you know, I think last year he was kind of hitting a stride before he went down with the ankle. You know, he's always going to give you a chance for explosive plays. But, yeah, there's some things we can do certainly year two. He's able to play a little bit faster. He's not having to think as much as he was back last year. And we're excited to kind of see some of the things that he'll bring to us. Even out here, you don't see his real speed till you get to Sundays because it's a whole different level when he gets on the field on game day.
How about Doug Robinson? How's he developing as a pass blocker and learning the playbook?
He's doing a really good job. You know, I think obviously we all know he's got, you know, great ability. I think with Greg, it's more of the consistency, you know, aspect that we're looking for. He'll have some great plays, and then he'll make a mental mistake. But he's working. It's obviously very different than what he did at Auburn. We knew that. That's obviously was part of the deal. But has there been growing pain? Sure. But, again, I think we see a guy that's working hard. Him and Coach Boudreaux are, you know, spending extra time in the meeting rooms. And he has not wavered one bit. You know, I have not seen his confidence drop or anything like that. And, again, you know, went out and played well in different spots at tackle and guard. And, again, that's what he's going to need to do for us.
What kind of tone are your veteran offensive linemen setting? How much are they helping, Greg?
Well, obviously, it's terrific when you have that group of guys. We already talked about Davin, but you got, you know, Jake. You know, here's a guy that, you know, coming off an injury himself and trying to help, obviously, with Greg. Scott Wells, you know, third year in the system, unbelievable. You know, you got Roger playing left guard. I mean, it's just a terrific group. So those guys, I think, give them a hard time, which they do with most rookies. But, again, they're there to help, and they've all gone through it. We were laughing talking to Scott Wells. He said, you should have seen me as a rookie. I don't know whether he got cut, but I guess it wasn't very pretty. So, again, it's a starting point, and those guys have been good for him.
Do you think they feel any more responsibility to help out Sean in his first game?
I think with all, you know, with all – the football that Sean's played. I think, you know, they just want to do their part. I think they all trust Sean. We all trust Sean. Certainly as a play caller, I trust Sean. He's a guy that's easy to call plays for because you know he's going to take care of the football. But I would say to a man, they're all behind Sean and they're ready to do their part to help us go and play well and win the football game.
How much your playbook have you shown us?
Have we shown in the preseason? That's a hard question, Jim. You know, we've certainly held some things back, but again, you know, we're to the point this year we're just going to do what we do, and again, we hope that the speed and the fundamentals that we play with make the difference. So I don't know. I mean, it's hard to put a number on it, but we've held some things back, but we've also showed a lot of things we're going to run.
Seriously, on the quarterback front, how do you get them all work, especially a guy like, say, Gilbert, that's, and even Keenum, who in some senses are still developmental guys?
Well, you know, obviously Case is going to have to do a lot of it on his own. I mean, it's hard when you come in and you're game planning. But, you know, he's spending time. The other quarterbacks have been good with him. I walked down there the other night, and Austin Davis was in there spending time with him. And obviously it helps to have smart guys. But, you know, we're spending a little time extra, you know, with Austin Davis getting some throws because Sean needs a lot of the throws because he hasn't thrown to these guys a whole lot. So Austin's got to get his work after practice. And obviously when you go to Garrett and Case, they're getting some work in scout team. But for Case, it's more of learning the system and getting comfortable. And then obviously, again, we know Garrett's here to develop and work on the scout team and give us a good look.
Yeah, thank you.
Good deal.